creative journey is not an easy one. We're here to help. The Lightning Rod is a safe space to talk about branding, marketing, business, and the creative industry. Today's host is Tammy Nguyen.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of The Lightning Rod. Today's topic, let's talk about productive holidays. So we already know that the holidays are upon us, right? I think by the time this episode released, we're pretty close to Christmas and all of these other wonderful holidays that you may be celebrating. Specifically, my birthday is coming up soon as well. So that's going to be fun. But let's talk about, you know, having a productive holiday and what does that look like? And mainly, I want to bring this up because the main point of today's conversation is to make sure that there is a separation between work and a separation between personal time. So please, during this time, I understand that COVID has been a big toll on a lot of people. It seems like every other week for my full-time job, because I do marketing at my full-time job, I do send out cards. I do send out letters to people. That's just part of something that I like to do. And I've been writing a lot of sympathy cards, a lot of them, because a lot of people have been losing people left and right because of COVID. We don't know what's to come. And I've said this a couple times in the past, you know, few episodes. And it hurts me to keep saying it, but I do think it's important to note that we don't know what's going to go on in the next year, in 2021, especially with the vaccine. We don't know how effective it is. It says 95%, but who really knows, right? And then we don't know if, like, this is just a personal conspiracy theory, is that I don't know if, like, COVID can be permanently erased. Does that make sense? Like every year, someone is still catching the flu. Every year, someone gets a cold. So is COVID the same thing? Is every year someone going to catch COVID? So, you know, we don't know what that looks like. I'm not an expert in that field, so I'm not here to talk about that. But that all comes around to say, you know, your loved ones, the people around you, your family, your significant others, your friends. I kept saying families, but friends as well. You know, people that are close, like family as well. All of those in between, everybody. We don't know when is the last time we're with them, right? So during the holidays, you know, when it's a time that it seems like a lot of people may be off, or a lot of people are now completely virtual, or there's an opportunity to do virtual gatherings of some sort, take advantage of it and do it. You know, if you get a chance to hang out with friends or something of that sort at a socially distanced location, masked up, sanitized, and all that stuff, do it. I mean, like, I do think it's important that during the holidays, that while you are still trying to grow this business and you're trying to grow your own creative ventures, you're trying to grow your own creative journeys, build your own creative story, etc., I still think it's important to invest back into your personal life as well. So during your holiday time, the number one tip that I have for you for your holiday time right now as a creative is to set work hours. Please stop working into the weekend. I mean, like, that's something I have to take in for myself as well, is just stop working in the weekends if you can. I'm not here to talk about everybody's situation. I understand there's some cases where we do have to work in the weekends. I get it. But if you don't have to, why are you? And if there are holidays that you particularly need off, whether that be Christmas, Kwanzaa, whatever it is that you need to take off for, take those days off. Take them. Let your clients know, or let your bosses know, whoever. Let them know that, hey, I need that day off, and it's because of my family. And obviously, you know, they have the right to say, like, oh, well, we need you, etc. If you on your side, you can make it work somehow, where, like, maybe you're off half the day and you're coming in early on the shift, something of that sort, that's fine too. You know, you kind of play the cards on your own situation. However, I think it's important to set the work hours. If you're a freelancer, don't work through day and night and forget about your family. Don't work through day and night and forget about eating. Don't work through day and night and forget about your dogs, your cats, or whatever it is that you have going on in your life. Make sure you set out that personal time to make sure you're taking care of your own personal things. Even though with COVID, you still have to survive. You still have to live. So there is absolutely no time to waste on, you know, just wasting your life away for clients. They have their own lives too. We definitely saw it during this. I took into consideration this year, especially with Thanksgiving just passing. I just told clients, like, hey, we're just going to be off. maybe even Wednesday. You can reach out Wednesday, but to be honest with you, we might not even reply. And that's going to be Thursday, which is when Thanksgiving was, and then possibly Friday. And so Friday, like, we might not even respond to any text messages or emails. So please be patient with us. And they're just like, dude, it's okay. We're going to be busy too. We don't even have time to think about you. So your clients are most likely the same thing. There's probably a very small percentage of clients, you know, working through the holidays, et cetera. But you don't have to accommodate that schedule whatsoever. You have the right as the freelancer, as the artist, as the creative, to lay that down. Like, hey, I'm not going to be working during this time. So I'll gladly respond to emails if that's what you want to do. You know, obviously not here to tell you how to run your business, because I was still responding to emails and text messages, just not at the speed that I usually am. But with, you know, my clients knowing this. So that comes to communication with your clients as well. It's just like letting them know that the work can wait. If they had needed it way in advance. So we let our clients know in advance, like, hey, in 2 weeks is Thanksgiving. And then 2 weeks after that, it's going to be Christmas and all of this time and all of this hoopla going on and our anniversary. We just really don't have time for you to be last minute with anything. And there's obviously a nice way to bring this up. We just don't have time for last minute work. So we would appreciate if you can send in the work early, if you have anything. If you don't have it, we're apologizing in advance that we will be out of office, like, quote unquote, even though we don't really work in the office, even though we have one. But basically out of office, where we just won't be responding. And clients were, like, 9 times out of 10, very accommodating to that. They just understood and they said, yeah, I totally get it. I would be the same, because that's what we're doing with our families. And so, you know, like, most of the time, they're going to be the same situation you are. And so take the time off. Just tell them, like, hey, I just won't be working during this time. If you are working during that time, bless your soul, bless your heart. But don't take on a bunch of work just to fill the void. You know, still give yourself some time, whether that means, like, you get an extra hour at night. If, say, you usually work until, like, 8, 9 p.m., cut it off at 8 p.m., cut it off at 7 p.m., and give the rest of the night to yourself. You can watch a movie. You can make hot chocolate. You can make coffee, whatever you want to do. I think those moments of self-care are very important to the creative process, because without them, we would go insane. We would be so drowned in client work that we don't even know what it means to be sane. So, you know, for your own sanity, do these self-care methods so that you have a moment to yourself, whether that means to yourself or to your family, to your cats, to your dogs, whatever it is, to your books, to your coffee. It doesn't matter. A moment to yourself so that you can step away from all the work and, you know, just take care of your mental health, because this is the time to take care of it. Because the holiday rush, everybody's working, everybody's hustling. I get it, because they're trying to prep for next year. But the work can wait, absolutely. And I want you to know, like, you know, this is a good time, and I'm giving you the okay. If you're looking for a sign, this is it, is that it's okay to take the break, and it's okay to let them know, hey, I'm celebrating the holidays just with myself, and I'm just not going to be doing work. Honestly, if they really like your work, they're going to come back, dude. Like, I'm just here to tell you that, is that I do think that if they really enjoy working with you and they really like your customer service and the work that they do with you, then they'll come back to you. No rush at all. Like, they won't be pushing borderlines or anything of that sort. They'll come back to work with you. And so my final tip, or at least my final little tidbit before we close out today's episode, is very short. But, you know, especially as the holidays, give some wishful thinking, thankfulness or thinking. Yeah, wishful thinking, actually. Wishful thinking. Give some wishful thinking to your customers and give them to your clients, to your bosses, to your coworkers, to your teammates, to your classmates, whatever it is. Give some wishful thinking, because it makes you feel better as a person. In my opinion, is that when I get to wish happy Thanksgiving or happy holidays to any of our clients, and then they respond back, they're like, oh my God, we're so thankful for your team. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel like we made some impact in their lives, even though, you know, during the work process, we were, like, so neck to neck trying to get things done. But at the end of the day, it's all love. It's all family. It's all greatness. And so if you push that energy out into the world, I definitely believe it comes back. So do some good this holiday season. Probably just say, you know, we're thankful for you. I'm thankful for you. Thank you for trusting me to work with your business. Thank you for allowing me to work on your projects this year, even if you didn't work with that client for the past 3 months. It's okay to go back and say, like, hey, thank you. For us specifically, we sent out gifts to our clients. They don't know it yet. If they're listening to this, they're going to get a surprise in the mail pretty soon. But that's what we did. But because they gave us that opportunity to do that, surely last year we couldn't do it. It was just more so of, like, a quick email like, hey, thanks for working with us, or hey, thank you for giving us the opportunity. But now this year we really get to say thank you with like a small little gift. And so, you know, just little things in customer service that I think really speaks volumes later, because not every graphic designer, at least this is how I think of it, not every graphic designer thinks the same, and not every freelancer in general, or artist, or anybody that works in the creative field thinks the same all the time. And so how I value the clients is different from how you value your clients. Maybe your clients are just quick projects for you to make money. Our clients are like our family. So we take care of them from, like, I sometimes have conversations with my clients at 9 p.m. at night. And it's not even talking about work. It's just talking about personal life, because it'd be like that. It'd be situations where we have to talk about personal things because, you know, they're trying to make their business alive. We're trying to make our businesses alive. And it's just, it's a lot to handle. So I recommend, you know, checking in with your clients during the holidays. They could need it. They might just be thankful to have you and just didn't know how to bring it up. You know, there's a lot of things that can be said across there. And then that could prompt you into, you know, 2021 with business again. So yeah, I don't really have much for today's episode. I really wanted to keep it short because it's holiday season. Again, self-care. I don't really want to push too much, but I know this is part of my job too, is to make sure that I'm getting episodes out to you guys. And so not diminishing the quality. It's just more so of like, you know, wishing you guys happy holidays. I hope for your year of 2021 prosperous. Surely we have more episodes coming out after this one, but wishing you a lot of good health, a lot of wealth, a lot of just goodness in your life, good energy. That's what I want to pass along in today's episode through the mic, is that just passing good energy to you guys. Hopefully you guys are making lots of progress in your businesses for 2021. And if you're just starting your business in 2021, well, big congrats to you for making that big step in your life. Well, there's a lot more steps to make. We're here to support you guys. So let's talk about anything that you guys want to talk about the holidays. If you have goals, you have plans, you have ideas, you have things you want to collaborate on, anything of that sort, let's talk about it. You can email us at literally letstalk@thecreativefolks.org, and I'll be happy to receive that email. All right, talk to you guys soon. I'll see you in the next episode. Let's hustle.
Did you know that we have an entire content library for you to learn from? Check out our website for more information. Thanks for tuning in today. The Lightning Rod is powered by the Creative Folks.